How to find great investments. When I was in elementary school, my teacher showed the class a movie on the life cycle of lemmings. The class was excited to see a mother lemming give birth to tiny baby lemmings. We laughed and giggled as the movie showed the cute furry creatures playing, nursing, and growing. Suddenly, my young classmates and I gasped as the movie showed thousands of these now grown-up but still cute furry lemmings, en masse, jumping off a cliff into the ocean and swimming out to sea to their deaths. Between 1995 and 2003, millions of investors acted like lemmings. Instead of losing their lives, many lost their life savings. Why does this happen? There are many reasons. One reason is that investors blindly follow the pack, doing what is popular rather than what is profitable. In 1995, as the stock market started to really heat up, the lemmings began to poke their heads out of their burrows. Upon seeing their friends getting rich and not wanting to miss out on the action, many emerged from the safety of their burrows and were following the herd as they jumped off the cliff into the hottest stock market in recent history. Of course, not all lemmings jumped off the cliff and into the stock market ocean between 1995 and 2000. Many, upon realizing the market was going down, jumped into real estate and bonds as interest rates went down. Again, being lemmings, they followed the crowd. As interest rates dropped between 2000 and 2003, millions of investors left the stock market in search of safety and began investing in real estate and bonds at the worst possible time. Why was it the worst possible time? Because everyone else was now investing in them, which made them risky rather than the safe investments people were looking for. Investing in bonds was becoming riskier and riskier because interest rates were going down. Buying bonds as interest rates are going down is much the same as buying a dot-com stock as prices are going up. At the same time, as interest rates headed down, real estate prices went up. As real estate prices went up, more and more investors began investing in real estate, making real estate a risky investment. There was a lot of truth to the statement, "When taxi drivers and shoeshine boys are investing, it is time to get out of the market." Rich Dad used to say, "The worst time to invest is when the market is good." Instead of teaching us to chase the next hot investment trend, Rich Dad taught his son and me to sell our bad investments when the market is high and buy value investments when the market is low. He said, "The best time to get rid of the non-performing assets in your portfolio is when the market is good and amateurs are in the market buying." As interest rates dropped and the real estate market climbed between 2000 and 2003, Kim and I began selling off our marginal real estate investments to investors desperate to get out of the stock market and into the real estate market. One property we sold, Kim and I had purchased for $55,000 in 1989, and we sold it for approximately $100,000 in 2003. We sold it because rents were not going up, expenses on the two-bedroom unit were increasing, and the unit did not seem to be appreciating in value relative to the rest of our properties. On top of that, the property was tiny when compared to the rest of our investments. The property sold in less than 2 weeks. One of the main reasons why so many investors fail to find a great investment is due to what I call the lemming factor. The lemming factor occurs when investors buy because other investors are buying. In most financial publications, you will see ads that claim, "Voted the number one mutual fund for 2002, or a 36% return for the past 5 years, or 5-star rating. It's ads like these that draw the lemmings in. Generally, if it is true that a mutual fund is number one or has delivered a 35% return for 5 years, that usually means the end is near. In real estate, the lemmings are drawn in when they know of a friend or office worker who bought a property for $125,000 and sold it 3 months later for $165,000. As Rich Dad often said, "Tales of success bring suckers to the market." As a young boy, there was one disturbing fact left with me from the movie on lemmings. The disturbing fact was that the lemmings would do the same thing again and again, year after year. The same fact is true with investing. As Rich Dad said, opportunities repeat themselves because people repeat the same mistakes. He also said, one of the ways to find great investments is to become an expert on the mistakes that other investors make. One of the most common mistakes is when people become lemmings after a market heats up. In other words, once a market is hot or famous, it is too late. So the words of wisdom are, when markets heat up, remember to not be a lemming.